The names stand out on early maps of the Arizona Territory. Places like Ruby, the Silverbelt town site, and the World's Fair and Old Dominion mines. And none of them are on today's maps. They're former Arizona mines and mining towns that withered and died. Today, they exist only in old grainy photographs in museums and books. One of those books is Southeastern Arizona Mining Towns. Tucson author and historian William Escarza compiled hundreds of historical images on early mining towns. Recently, he sat down to talk with us about a rough and colorful time in Arizona history. William, you write that early Spanish explorers had mined the Arizona Territory for gold and silver historically, so there was already somewhat of a mining infrastructure and culture here. And then the Industrial Revolution came along and copper became the number one thing to mine for. What other factors led to Arizona becoming the number one copper-producing state by the time it achieved statehood?
Well, I think naturally with the settlement here in Arizona, there's always been an interest in finding that mother lode of gold and silver. You know, throughout the 19th century, as time progressed and the California gold rush took off, a lot more people came to settle out in California, and they just merely stopped off in Arizona just to see what they could find. And over time, they found that gold and silver were a little bit, they're available here in the state, however, not as in great quantity as copper. And over time, Arizona became the copper state. I mean, essentially exporting 60% of the copper throughout the United States. And I would probably say anywhere between 40 and 50% in the world. I mean, it wasn't just big companies. I mean, you had people coming out here that were just small-time prospectors. You know, the objective was to find precious metals.
Now, you researched towns like Bisbee, which 100 years ago had 20,000 residents, and today is still around, albeit with fewer residents, but it survived. And then also places like Ruby and Silverbell that had a couple thousand residents. They were functioning towns a century ago, but the copper bust would come along and the towns would wither and die. I'm wondering, what is it that enables a town like Bisbee to survive and a town like Silverbell to disappear?
Well, I think backing up here to Bisbee, I think Bisbee has that that example of longevity. The copper ore deposits were discovered in the late 1870s, and you know, essentially that that mine was in operation for just about 100 years. And what kept it together through the booms and busts was just the accessibility of the copper and the way that they explored. However, you know, there are some cases, you know, a good example would be Gleason, Pierce, and Cortland back in the first decade or first two decades of the 20th century. It was really booming. I mean, there was a lot of silver coming out of those deposits. And then all of a sudden, you know, they either had the issue with flooding or they had an issue with being able to economically extract the metal. So a lot of these towns, they were around in, you know, during boom-bust cycles. But these were people that that realized, or the companies, they employed the engineers to realize, you know, what is the best way to extract the copper. Whereas other towns, they had small-time mining operations, and they were, you know, they were successful, but it was kind of a fly-by-night. And after a couple years, they just dried up and went away.
There didn't used to be a lot of environmental regulation in the U.S. when it came to mining companies, and that's certainly no longer the case today. There's lots of regulations. I'm wondering if mining companies are as profitable and productive today as they were in the days of little environmental regulation. Do you see that they're more successful today now that they have to follow tighter rules?
I think that they are just as productive as ever today, and I think there are a lot of environmental regulations. I mean, they certainly have an impact financially, but as to how much, well, I mean, the price of copper, once again, I think is able to kind of overcome what their loss and actually make it profitable.
Is it fair to say that copper is still one of the five C's of Arizona?
I would say it would be the top. I firmly am convinced that copper is what drives Arizona.
William Escarza is the author of several books. His latest is a pictorial history called Southeastern Arizona Mining Towns. Tomorrow, we'll wrap up the series Copper at the Crossroads with a closer look at Hayden, Arizona, A copper smelter town north of Tucson is one of the nation's most toxic. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.